You are listening to episode 136 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 136. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of The Walking Leader. In this episode, I continue with part 7 of the Learning Those Soft Skills podcast series. This is the 7th of a 12-part series on soft skills, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about the soft skill of conflict resolution. Now, many people have turned this soft skill into a career. We have mediators, arbitrators, conflict resolution specialists, and it goes on and on, and into psychiatrists, psychologists, and so on. But this is a soft skill everybody needs to understand, needs to maybe not necessarily master, but understand what goes behind conflict resolution and why we need it and why it has to be what it is. So, that being the case, let's take a look over at monster.com and conflict resolution. Here's what they say in that article, that great article I've been referencing throughout the entire series, Soft Skills to Help Your Career Hit the Big Time. It's a great one, and it's a great article because, again, it just touches on things, but it allows you to grow and expand. So here's what they say about conflict resolution, why you need it. Quote, at any time you put more than one person into an organization, there's going to be conflict. It's human nature. Therefore, being able to resolve issues with coworkers will help you maintain relationships with peers and work more effectively. And here's what they omitted, but I think it really needs it. It needs the word together, to work more effectively together. Why employers want it? Well, being able to constructively work through disagreements with people is a sure indicator of maturity, as well as leadership potential. Someone like this helps to promote a healthy, collaborative workplace, and that's a very good thing. Definitely a sign of maturity. So, and again, don't worry. You're just fresh out of high school. You're fresh out of college. You just got your diploma, your degree, your bachelor's, heck, even your master's. If you don't have that real world experience, that level of maturity is not going to be there. And it's not a negative. That comes with time. It's understood. It's part of the deal. It's part of what's going on around you. It's part of you growing up. The maturity will come in and it'll take over. And that leadership potential will sprout and grow exponentially. But if you're doing something now, then doing something now that's healthy and creates a healthy collaborative workplace, then you're well on your way. But even then, understand that just because you understand what conflict resolution is, or you took a class or you took a seminar, doesn't make you an expert. That's going to come with time. With knowledge and wisdom comes maturity, and maturity brings knowledge and wisdom. Remember that. So how do you gain it? Well, the best way to resolve disagreements between coworkers is to address the issues directly but delicately. And again, be careful here, because there's going to be too delicately and you're just going to skip right off the surface, and then off you go, and nothing gets resolved. Think about somebody standing at the lake and they've got a stone, one of those flat stones, and they try to skip it across the shore. And sure, it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, 12 times if you're good. But eventually it's going to sink. Okay, so you keep it, just picture that as you trying to address things delicately, or maybe too delicately. Okay, because you're not being direct and you're just trying not to hurt anybody's feelings when you keep skipping off the subject. Eventually, it's going to cause problems. It's going to sink, never to be heard from again. So when stepping in as a mediator, let both parties air their grievances in a judgment-free environment and then work together to find a solution. And that's how you gain it. You've got to let everyone involved air their grievances. And sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing, but again, you're also dealing with the maturity of those people that are airing their grievances. So again, be careful what goes on here. And I can't stress it enough, it's something that's going to take time to master. You're going to learn it, and that's fine. Learning it is fine, and understand it, and comprehend it, and absorb it, and become part of it, and make it part of what you do. But understand that you're never going to master it, or it's going to be so long before you can master it. That's what I'm saying. There's people that build careers because they dove deep into the mastery that it consumed everything else they were doing. And you'll hear about that. You'll hear lawyers will say, well, no, I became a mediator or an arbitrator because it was easier to get into this when I didn't have to worry about all the other things I originally started off to become a lawyer. You see what I'm going with that? If you can commit all that time, then yes, you're going to eventually fall into the profession of conflict resolution. But if it's just part of everyday work, well, it's going to take a long time to master. So be careful, but understand that things can happen. Now, I'm introducing another website as a great resource. It's the American Management Association, the AMA, not the Medical Association, the American Management Association. And they give this great intro. It's a business skills and management articles section, and it's called the 5 Steps to Conflict Resolution. And I'm just going to share them here. Of course, the link will be available on the website, on my website, in the podcast section for podcast episode 136, this episode. And I'm just going to quickly skim over the top as the 5 steps to conflict resolution. Step one, identify the source of the conflict. Make sure that there is conflict to begin with. It's not just somebody took my lunch. No, make sure that there is a conflict behind it. Step two, look beyond the incident. Well, yes, someone took your lunch, but what caused that to happen? It's just being negligent. Somebody's not paying attention to what they're doing, or there really is truly a disruptive conflict going on in the workplace. Step three, request resolutions. See what both sides want. And then identify those solutions that both disputants can support, meaning it has to be mutually assured, mutually agreeable. It has to be think win-win. The 7 habits there, think win-win. In this case, you're the mediator. You're the one in the middle of this. You're the arbitrator. You're the one that everybody's coming to help solve this problem. Think win-win. What's going to be the win for both sides and you? So it's kind of a triumvirate, a win-win-win. Because again, they're coming to you. They need your support. They need you to show them what's the resolution. And both sides still need to agree on that resolution. So identify solutions that both. And then implement that agreement. Implement that agreement. And that's step five, is agreement. The mediator needs to get the two parties to shake hands and agree to one of the alternatives identified in step four. Shaking hands. Our mediator needs to get the two to shake hands. What does that mean? What if one person says, okay, I agree to everything. Okay, let's shake on it. No, I just said, I agree to everything that you want. Let's shake. And then the other person says, let's shake on it. No, you don't understand. I agree. Well, what is that saying? You're getting everything you want. Both sides are now getting everything they want. Both sides now agree, but they don't need to shake hands. Why? A lot of it has to do with that human trust. See where I'm going with that? As mediator, conflict resolution, you got to look at the little things. There's still no trust in that. And that's why they're not right, they're not wrong. It's just that they need to understand it. The trust factor is not there. You need to recognize that the trust factor is not there until it occurs until the people involved, the both parties, and if you happen to be one of them, until everybody agrees and acts on that agreement, then possibly the shaking of the hands will take place. But it doesn't mean that they don't want to resolve their issues, they don't want to resolve their conflicts. See, I just tipped my hat there. But what I'm saying is get them to agree to act. The shaking of the hands, that's making somebody feel good, but it's truly all about acting on the agreement. It's truly acting on resolving the conflict. It's truly on you realizing that, hey, you've got all the information you need. You came up with an equitable solution for both parties. And if you're one of them, again, be the leader, take the higher ground, and come up with a solution for both that's equally. Sometimes you, as the one being one of the ones involved, you have to give up a little bit. It's not always going to be about you. It's not always about you. And especially if you're a leader, because that's not what being a leader is all about. I know it's not all about sacrifice either, so don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean you're going to come out on the losing end. All it means is that you are prepared to give so long as they give as well. And that's what conflict resolution is all about, ensuring that it's mutually agreeable. It's mutually assured agreement. It's a win-win-win. Folks, that's soft skill on conflict resolution. So again, you need it as part of being, well, it's part of growing up. You need it as part of working with other people. You need it as part of being the new kid in town, because again, you're going to bring your ways of doing things, and you're going to be entering this new environment, this new workplace, and they're used to the way they do things. And sometimes it'll irk you and it's going to irk them, but you work together. So folks, you've been listening to episode 136, part 7 of the Learning Those Soft Skills series. I do invite you to email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, at the little at sign, @DaveGuerra, all one word, or follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, and of course, all these links are on my website. Follow me there. Join me every Monday through Friday evening. I have live video. I do a live stream on the Facebook page, and we talk about leadership, leadership in sports, in the news, from my books. I kind of do a little self-promotion because, hey, why not? It's my live stream. Everybody else does it. What else do we do? Then we talk about actual leadership principles, and then we close out the week on Friday. I take an article out of Forbes.com or Forbes the magazine or Forbes newsletters, and then I kind of dive deeper into that and kind of share that with everyone. And of course, you know, you're subscribed to the podcast. If you're listening on the website, thank you for stopping by and listening, but you know you can subscribe. I'm on iTunes, I'm on Stitcher, I'm on Spreaker. Where else am I? And Spotify. I just came on Spotify, so subscribe there as well. The Walking Leader Podcast. Listen, I thank you for listening to episode 136. I do invite you to join me next week as I talk about leadership as a soft skill, and that's going to be part 8 of the Learning Those Soft Skills series, the 12-part series. I thank you for your time. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.